Hello there, and welcome to What You May Have Mythed, where this week we are, once again, delving into a tale from that pairing of brothers from Germany, and a story that you may have heard before, but, if you're like me, not for a very long time. That's one of the joys of stories from the Brothers Grimm. Yes, the Brothers Grimm have found their way back into the show, and this time with a more famous tale than the last. But before we get into it, let me remind you that if you head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk, you can find out more about Percy and Engelbert. And if you could hit that download button wherever it is you listen to podcasts, then that would be of fantastic help for me. And if there's an episode that you would like to hear in the future, then drop me a message on TikTok or Instagram and I'll get an episode out there for you. Right, now on to today's story from the Brothers Grimm. Rumpelstiltskin. Once there was a miller who was poor, but had a beautiful daughter. Now it happened that he had to speak to the king, and in order to make himself appear important, he said to him, "I have a daughter who can spin straw into gold." The king said to the miller, "That is an art which pleases me well. If your daughter is as clever as you say, bring her tomorrow to my palace, and I will try what she can do." And when the girl was brought to him, he took her into a room which was quite full of straw, gave her a spinning wheel and a reel, and said, "Now set to work. If by tomorrow morning early you have not spun this straw into gold, you must die." Thereupon he himself locked up the room and left her in it alone. So there sat the poor miller's daughter, and for her life could not tell what to do. She had no idea how straw could be spun into gold, and she grew more and more miserable until at last she began to weep. But all at once the door opened, and in came a little man, and said,
"Good evening, Mistress Miller. Why are you crying so?"
"Alas," answered the girl, "I have to spin straw into gold, and I do not know how to do it."
"What will you give me," said the little man, "if I do it for you?"
"My necklace," said the girl.
The little man took the necklace, seated himself in front of the wheel, and whir, 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 three turns, and the reel was full. Then he put another on, and whir, 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 three times round, and the second was full too. And so it went on till the morning, when all the straw was spun and all the reels were full of gold. By daybreak the king was there, and when he saw the gold he was astonished and delighted, but his heart became only more greedy. He had the miller's daughter taken into another room full of straw, which was much larger, and commanded her to spin that also in one night, if she valued her life. The girl knew not how to help herself and was crying, when the door opened again, and the little man appeared and said,
"What will you give me if I spin the straw into gold for you?"
"The ring on my finger," answered the girl.
The little man took the ring, again began to turn the wheel, and, by morning, had spun all the straw into glittering gold. The king rejoiced beyond measure at the sight, but still he had not gold enough. He had the miller's daughter taken into a still larger room full of straw, and said, "You must spin this too in the course of this night. But if you succeed, you shall be my wife." "Even if she be a miller's daughter," thought he to himself, "I could not find a richer wife in the whole world." When the girl was alone, the little man came again for the third time, and said,
"What will you give me if I spin this straw for you this time also?"
"I have nothing left that I could give," answered the girl.
"Then promise me, if you should become queen, your first child."
"Who knows whether that will ever happen?" thought the miller's daughter.
And not knowing how else to help herself in this difficulty, she promised the little man what he wanted. And for that, he once more span the straw into gold. And when the king came in the morning and found all as he had wished, he took her in marriage. and the pretty miller's daughter became a queen. A year after, she had a beautiful child, and she never gave a thought to the little man. But suddenly he came into her room and said,
"Now give me what you promised!"
The queen was horror-struck and offered the little man all the riches of the kingdom if he would leave her the child. But the little man said,
"No, something that is alive is dearer to me than all the treasures in the world."
Then the queen began to weep and cry so that the little man pitied her.
"I will give you 3 days' time," said he. "If by that time you find out my name, then you shall keep your child."
So the queen thought the whole night of all the names that she had ever heard, and she sent a messenger over the country to inquire far and wide for any other names there might be. When the little man came the next day, she began with Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, and said all the names she knew, one after another. But to every one the little man said,
"That is not my name."
On the second day she had inquiries made in the neighbourhood as to the names of the people there, and she repeated to the little man the most uncommon and curious.
"Perhaps your name is Shortribs, or Sheepshanks, or Laceleg?"
But he always answered,
"That is not my name."
On the third day the messenger came back again and said,
"I have not been able to find a single new name, but as I came to a mountain at the end of the forest, where the fox and the hare bid each other good night, there I saw a little house. Before the house a fire was burning, and round about fire a funny little man was jumping. He hopped upon one leg and shouted,
'Today I brew, tomorrow I bake, and next I shall the queen's child take. Ah, well it is, none knows the same, that Rumpelstiltskin is my name.'"
You may think how glad the queen was when she heard the name. And when, soon afterward, the little man came in and asked,
"Now, Mistress Queen, what is my name?"
She said,
"Is your name Conrad?"
"No."
"Is your name Harry?"
"No."
"Perhaps your name is Rumpelstiltskin?"
"The devil has told you that! The devil has told you that!"
cried the little man, and in his anger he stamped his right foot so deep into the earth that his whole leg went in. And then, in rage, he pulled at his left leg so hard with both hands that he tore himself in two. Well, I honestly can't remember if Rumpelstiltskin tears himself in half in the version I was told when I was younger, but it certainly adds a bit of drama to the finale, wouldn't you agree? What did you make of this grim fairy tale? Moving on, we now have On This Day in History, and on the 18th of April 1506, the cornerstone of the current St. Peter's Basilica was laid in the Vatican by Pope Julius II. In 1874, David Livingstone, the explorer of Africa, was buried in Westminster Abbey, and on this day in 1881, the Natural History Museum was opened in South Kensington in London. And that's your lot for this week, but I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to head over to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk to keep up to date with the adventures of Percy and Engelbert, and if there is an episode you would like to hear, then drop me a message on TikTok or Instagram. For now, farewell, and I shall be in your ear again next week for another episode of What You May Have Missed.